The budget wasn't the only thing left to the wolves as a result of the abrupt end of session earlier this week. Senate President Andy Gardner noted there were plenty of bills that would provide resources and improve accessibility for disabled people.
Yeah, the post-secondary option, which is probably one of the biggest, and then also just trying to have opportunities for individuals with unique abilities to get jobs.
He's posthumously referring to Senate Bill 7030, which would have created new ways to expedite students with disabilities into post-secondary schools, and SB 7022, which would have enhanced state employment options for persons with disabilities. Gardner has some skin in the game. His son has Down syndrome, and he's a strong advocate for disability rights. But not all the disability bills died. Suzanne Sewell, president and CEO of the Florida Association of Rehabilitation Services, explains.
Very pleased to see the ABLE bills went through. Those allow individuals with disabilities to set up savings income accounts without losing eligibility benefits.
Sewell says the death of a few bills probably won't be devastating because disability advocates won't stop lobbying the legislature.
It would have been nice to have the legislative support. Some of them ultimately probably do require legislative support, but certainly Employment First and some of those other issues out there, the work will continue.
Senate President Gardner isn't worried either. He's more disappointed with the House packing up and setting course for home.
You know, I think about those bills for individuals with unique abilities. It's just, that's an unfortunate thing. You know, everybody will focus on the joint agenda, but it really is the individual members. You know, obviously you're seeing a parade of House members that were totally caught off guard that are coming over here asking us now to pass their stuff.
There's always next year. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.